Hey everybody, Blake with Marvel.com here, and we have some very special guests on the show today. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Anson Mount.
I'm Surinda Swan.
I can only imagine what's going on with, obviously you're from Inhumans, I can only imagine what's going on today. I'm sweating, and you guys already started working before I started, so what's the day been like so far? It's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Early, it was an early morning.
I made the mistake of drinking coffee on an empty stomach, which is never a good idea for me, and then we got hit by all those lights at ABC.
Where did you get coffee? I haven't had it yet. I need some coffee. Yeah, we've had, what, 4 or 5 outlets already?
I've lost count. That's amazing. This whole week is a blur. Yeah.
I gotta say, I saw the first two episodes the other night. They were amazing. The thing that got me was, like, you guys have these powers that you can't use.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little about that? That was the most fascinating thing to me.
Yeah, I don't really think of them as powers with the Inhumans, mm-hmm. which is why I like the Inhumans. Like, for instance, Black Bolt, he's a leader who can't speak to his people, mm-hmm. or he'd kill them. Karnak, he sees the fault in all things, but it's a terribly morose way to go through life. I think that one of the bold exceptions to that is Medusa. I don't see a weakness there.
She's a really, really high shampoo bill every month. It's overwhelming, you guys.
Right.
I think hers is... I love her power because I think it is one of the only ones that's sort of gender specific. Mm-hmm. I think her beauty and her femininity is also her power, and I love how they have done that for her. And also that Black Bolt entrusts her with his voice. So it's this female voice for both the male and for the king and the queen. And I think it pushes the boundaries, and I think it's really fun. I think it's a really great dynamic.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I met you guys at San Diego. I've never seen a cast have so much fun at a comic convention. And I assume you've been there before.
No, it was my first time.
It was my first time, too, yeah.
What was the funnest thing outside of?
Walking the floor.
You walk the floor?
Oh, yeah. Meeting the fans and just asking them about their experience and seeing the pink Chewbacca was fun. I like that. What about you?
I think the whole experience.
Well, the guy that was dressed up like the inflatable, those inflatable people that you see in front of used car lots.
Oh, the wacky wavy inflatable arm
tube
man.
Yeah, he dressed up like one of those and just stood there and did that all day.
Yeah, because I remember he was green or something. He was on the corner. Yeah, I think going to Comic-Con and going with Marvel is sort of a once in a lifetime experience. Hopefully not once in a lifetime. I want to go back. And with Marvel, but to be able to be introduced to that world through through the eyes of Marvel is pretty incredible. I mean, that's probably why we all look just so happy and excited, because it was, we drove in and there's a huge poster of us, and it was in all the elevators and everything, and you kind of just walked into your hotel room and would pinch yourself and be like, okay, deep breath. This is happening and we're here. And the fans were just so incredible, and they love these characters as much as we do. It's a little daunting sometimes to be able to make sure that you're doing justice to them.
Mm-hmm. And two more quick questions before we have to go. First, I mean, you two are the big dogs of the show.
Actually, that's Lockjaw. He's the big dog.
Exactly. Who's your favorite ancillary kind of Inhuman?
Lockjaw.
He doesn't count.
Why doesn't
he
count?
No, he's in the family. He doesn't count.
Yeah. I mean...
Doesn't count.
He's so good, though. He's so good. Who was one of my favorites? I loved Loyolus. He had a really cool power. His makeup was just insane. He has the eyes that are the projector.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's
Duodon. Loyolus was, who's he?
He was the... It's a plot thing.
Well, you've seen Duodon, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Duodon's out. Yeah, we can't really say. There's like, I'm each character that I keep thinking of, I'm like, oh, well, I... Oh.
There's so many, yeah.
That's episode 6. Oh, but what about... Oh, it's episode 9. It's like, oh,
I like, in the comics, I like Iso a lot. I think she's cool.
That's awesome.
And different,
I thought we had to choose within the show. All right, fine.
last question, anything you can tease... That won't get you in trouble with Marvel for the fans, for Inhumans.
No.
I always get that answer.
It's Marvel. This is Marvel asking Marvel. You know, this is like a trick question. Like Jeff Loeb. Right, you know? Jeff is behind the pillar and he's like ready to pounce. It's like literally we're getting punked right now. Now there's not much we can say other than everything that is hidden there, and the reason why they hide it is for your enjoyment. It is something that has a moment, it has a beat, it's for comedic relief, or it's for this heartwarming, you know, event or whatever it may be, or shock factor, but it's done because it only makes the experience that much better. And so while it can be a bit of a burden for us to hide for a while, it really is. I understand why they do it.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is Marvel, your universe.